This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, I am Brian Anthony Davis from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com with another breaking news podcast. And this time around, well, it's good breaking news. You know, when you hear that there's a breaking news podcast, you kind of grip and brace yourself because you don't know what you're going to hear. Quite like Monday when it came out that when Trent Jordan Watt, yes, TJ Watt, the all-pro edge rusher for the Pittsburgh Steelers and one of the best in the league right now, was designated to the COVID-19 reserve list because of a positive test. And that just came out on Monday. This on the heels of hearing that Minkah Fitzpatrick 2 weeks ago was on the list. Ben Roethlisberger a day before the Detroit Lions game was on the list. So many more just this week, two more after TJ Watt with the Joe Haig and Robert Spillane going on the list. But Robert Spillane also had a knee injury that was going to render him unable to play in this game. So the good news coming out of Pittsburgh this week, and it came from Teresa Varley and the Pittsburgh Steelers when they put out on social media that the team has activated TJ Watt from the COVID-19 reserve list. So great news. TJ Watt is activated and able to play tomorrow when the Steelers take on the Baltimore Ravens in Heinz Field. This is quite a big deal for the Steelers, who are decimated on defense right now, with Joe Haden already listed as out, with other players like Isaiah Bugs out. They really need TJ Watt to take on this Baltimore Raven team and help out guys like Cam Hayward and Chris Wormley and Alex Highsmith on this team. We were talking on the preview the other day. If the Steelers have a chance to win this game, they're going to need TJ Watt. And at that time, it did not look like he was going to be playing against Baltimore and Lamar Jackson. So good news there. Now, here's some other news for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They need to activate a lineman. I already talked about Joe Haig being out this week. You know, they only have eight. They have to have eight, and they need to bring up one more. So be sure to check out BTSC, that's BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, for all of your Pittsburgh Steeler news to see what happens as far as that activation. We look forward to seeing that soon and what's going to happen. But back to TJ Watt. His 2021 season stats are absolutely phenomenal for a guy who has already missed a game and a half this season. Even more than that when going out last week. He has 30 solo tackles. He's tied for 144th. 12 and a half sacks, which makes him second to guys that are, well, they've been full-time participants in 2021. Forced fumbles, he's tied for fifth with three as well. So TJ Watt is a guy that the Steelers absolutely need to have in there, along with Cam Hayward. He is a heart and a soul and a head of that team, just like Minka Fitzpatrick is as well. So you need to have guys on all three levels of that defense, and it's really great news to see him in there. Once again, the Pittsburgh Steelers play tomorrow at 4:25 p.m. It's a national game against the rival Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens come in as a team that has won a lot lately, but has also just barely eked by a lot of teams. They did it again last week against the Cleveland Browns. And when you think about the Steelers and Ravens, of course, you think it's one of the greatest rivalries in all of football and actually in sports. It ranks up there in the top 10 as far as sports right now. And these teams always get up to play each other. But the thing about it, when the Steelers played and just got destroyed by the Bengals last week, they don't match up with Cincinnati as well as they're going to match up against the Baltimore Ravens. And having Watt in there, wow, it is going to give this team an absolute boost. So once again, the Pittsburgh Steelers have activated TJ Watt from the reserve COVID-19 list, and you heard it here first on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. For BTSC, my name is Brian Anthony Davis, and we will see you tomorrow when the Steelers play the Baltimore Ravens with TJ Watt in tow.